Once again, it is our pleasure from the realms of spirit to be a part of your sanctuary and to be able to bring these thoughts and these energies to you in this form and in this way. As we see the light that you are able to create within the sanctuary, we are able to also see the way that you as individuals are able to work with a collective energy by participating with your own thoughts, with your own emotions, and with your own spiritual connection, your own spiritual consciousness and place of awareness. We see that as these energies intertwine, they form a synergy of energies that one, shall we say, overlaps the other, not in a form of domination, but in a form of layering these energies, so that each layer of energy, each level of consciousness that you are, can work, shall we say, as an individual strand, so that this forms the base of the physical energy of the sanctuary. And so as you are all able to join and to participate with this, then spirit are able to uplift those energies and to use them where we feel it is most needed at this time. And since this is the source of that energy for this time and for this experience, then directly outside of this physical dwelling would be the first place where these energies radiate out to. And so if you could see it perhaps as a pillar of light, and extending outwards from this pillar, these energies extend outward from the sanctuary, further out into the community, further out into these surrounding lands. The energy is not one of containment. It is an energy of, shall we say, an infinite source. And so even though it is based and, shall we say, created within this pillar of light, those energies have no limit as to how far they can extend out or to where they can be placed. And so those in these spirit realms with the highest understanding of consciousness and of this energy, those of the council that work with this spiritual center, have the understanding and have the, shall we say, the plan of how and where to place these energies. And so if we use that analogy of yourselves as individuals forming this collective light, so now see this pillar as an individual pillar, forming with all the other pillars of light that are created upon the earth plane around this planet. See them now joining as a collective. So now you will be able to envisage or imagine that each of these pillars of light are radiating out, and at some point their energies are connecting, because those energies of light are vibrating at the same rate, still forming these layers and still forming, shall we say, these individual strands. So this makes up the whole spectrum of the vibrations that are upon this planet, layer upon layer upon layer. All these layers are intertwining, so to speak, or one connecting to the other, so that each is connected, but in a sense different, almost like yourselves as individuals, spiritually all totally connected, and in a physical form expressing that spirituality in a different vibration and in a different way. So what is the purpose of this pillar of light? Why would spirit want to create that? Why would spirit guide those to participate in this particular format or this exercise? And so one must look at what we would refer to as the great plan. The great plan that was set in motion at the beginning of the forming or the creation of this particular planet. Now, we cannot express to you or explain to you at this stage an understanding of timelines, because the time upon this planet has had periods of, shall we say, disruption. So let's not concern ourselves with time at this stage, for it does not assist in the understanding of what is taking place for what we are bringing forward at this time. So this great plan is still in place, and even though at times you may not see it upon the physical plane, it is, shall we say, etched in the other dimensions of light. So as something is created in the physical, it must be created in all the other dimensions first. So the original plan, the great plan, places upon this planet what we call centers of light, centers of energy. These are centers that operate for the physical plane and for the spiritual dimensions also. So these centers are placed upon the planet in positions where they are able to connect and able to radiate out around this planet through what we would refer to as either timelines or grid lines. Some have referred to them also as ley lines. So there are energy lines that form across the surface of the planet, connecting each of these centers of light. There are grid lines that run through the planet, connecting into these centers of light. So in this way, the whole planet is energized by the energies of these centers of spiritual light. And so what happens is that as life forms upon the planet, as the consciousness arrives at the planet in the form of humankind, there are many lessons, there are many teachings to be taken on and understood by those individuals that have incarnated. And so what does take place is that during these life experiences, shall we say, a rejuvenation of energy is required. And so this is what the purpose is for these pillars of light that we can create, such as through a sanctuary like this, is that these pillars of light connect to these energy lines in a way that allows, shall we say, a rejuvenation, a sustaining of the original energies that are upon the planet. And as we have spoken, that these individual pillars of light are many around the planet, working in their many different ways, in their many different cultures. And so as groups like yourselves join, then in a sense you are taking a responsibility to keep regenerating the spiritual light. And although the healing circle itself is an aspect of the sanctuary, it is not the only way to create this light. So just forming yourselves as a collective energy within the sanctuary at a point of time like this does also create those pillars of light. There are many different ways that you can specifically work with energy and with light, and of course upon the planet with all the different cultures, with all the different races and countries, there are many different forms and many different ways of this. But if you can see it, that each one being individual is adding to a common collective, then you can start to perhaps perceive an equality that takes place between all individuals. So this equality is on, shall we say, a spiritual understanding, for it does not need to take into consideration gender or age or race. It just takes into consideration the source of your spiritual energy. And so in this way, as individuals and collectives are working, they are linking to that true source of that original and of that great plan. And this, as we are explaining, is the purpose of not only when the healing circles take place, but when these sanctuaries take place. And what has been created also is an opportunity for you as the individuals to fulfill a purpose of your spiritual pathway, of your spiritual growth and development. And it is a wonderful way for individuals to join together who perhaps do not necessarily know each other that well, or even know each other as such. But it gives everyone that equal opportunity to come within the sanctuary and to experience the vibration, the energy, the peace and the harmony that can and is created by spirit, by yourselves. And so as we link with you, we are doing the same purpose. And we are assisting the energies of the earth plane. And so as you join with the energies of spirit, then you join with the energies of the great plan. And if you can venture within yourself, within the mind, within those other dimensions of light, to find those answers, to find that collective equality, then you are opening yourselves up to those highest dimensions of light, those highest dimensions of vibration that can be experienced upon this earth plane. It is always our pleasure to be a part of these energies and to carry forward these energies into the new and higher vibrations that are changing upon your planet. And we look forward to our next opportunity where, in a collective way as this, that we can assist and be a part of that experience also. And so we leave you with the energies, the light, and the peace of spirit. So be it.